Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
You're absolutely sure about this?
You still have the chance to bail. But once we start, there's no going back.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Let's go take care of business.
Stop! Stop! Scott, stop them! Scott!
What? Why? What's going on?
Damn it! That was John and Brian, wasn't it?
Yeah, they said you knew about it and were the one who sent them on this mission.
Of course they did, damn it! No one else leaves. The gate stays closed, got it?
Why? What's going on?
The Raiders are making their move, and we need everyone here to protect this place. They decided to take things into their own hands, and we don't have any clue as to what they're planning to do.
Dude, you really need to take better control of the situation.
I don't need to hear it right now, Scott. Just keep anyone else from leaving. Got it?
I heard you the first time. Oh, and there still hasn't been any response from Cameron, but we're still monitoring all channels.
All right, you let me know the moment you hear anything. Is Julie still there?
Yeah, she's with the two new people. Him and Apor?
What's your opinion on them?
They seem like good people. I'm not sure if I could call them fighters or not, but they definitely seem like they know what they're doing.
Oh, good. That's one less thing to think about. Can you keep an eye on them, though? I'll go and check in with the tower guards and start preparing for the next step.
Don't worry, we have all this handled. As much as you and I butt heads, you've done a good job so far. Just don't let the stress get in your way.
Thanks, Scott. I'm going to go check on everyone and we'll meet up again later.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Fuck you.
Ha! Fuck you too, Scott.
Brandon looked pissed. I think he'll get over it, though.
Trust me. We're doing him a favor. This is going to level the playing field to our advantage.
I still can't believe this plan. You're sure this is going to work?
I guess Cameron had been working on something for a while now. So, from what he told me, it should be fairly simple. Although, I am tweaking the idea a tiny bit.
So, what part do I play?
We need a clear count on how many end up in the kill box. I'll provide the initial distraction, and once you see them all stop, that's the signal. We blow the C4 that Cameron attached to the three tankers on the bridge, and it's bye-bye to their numbers.
And what about him?
We'll get him to approach me.
You should let me do it.
This is something that I need to do. I should have done it the first time.
What?
I'll explain it later, when this is all dealt with. Please just help me do this.
I've got your back, but if I see anything going sideways, I'm taking the shot, and that's your signal to get the hell out of there. I'll make sure to keep them off you, so run like hell. I really don't want Journey and Sarah to kill me.
Yeah, I don't plan on failing to keep my promise. I'm counting on you. I think this spot would be perfect for you to post up at. You have a clear view of the bridge, and I don't think anyone can spot you. We'll make sure it's clear, and then I'll go get into position.
Here, I snagged this radio before we left. It has small earpieces, so we both have a direct channel to each other. This way, we know for certain we're ready.
This will make things a lot easier. Are you sure no one else will be able to listen in?
Yeah. It's a standalone system. It's kind of a cheap model, so it doesn't have a huge range. But we should be close enough the whole time. It won't be an issue. It doesn't seem like there's too many. This should be quick work.
Let's get to it then. We need as much time as we can get. We cleared out any TZs we found, which weren't a lot. We got it done a lot quicker than we expected. John was a lot more skilled at this than I originally thought he was. It just goes to show you what people are capable of when they have something they want to protect. He's a good guy, and I trust him to have my back. It's strange, the people I've met during all this feels like a dream. The warm feeling I get when I'm around all of them is like I'm back home again. I've dropped my guard so much I hardly even notice, but now there's something threatening that peace. And I'm tired. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of feeling like there's nothing I can do, but this time there's a clear path through. And I'm going to make sure we all make it to that place. I'm going to make sure we all make it home.
And that's the last one. Whew, that was quite a workout.
Yeah, you're pretty good with that bow.
I've had a lot of practice. I used to do archery in Boy Scouts.
Huh, I never figured you for a Boy Scout.
It was just another way for my parents to get away and have some alone time. Plus, I always enjoyed the outdoors, so there was that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not. I really enjoyed it. Plus, it's not like they did it to get away from me. They just needed time to themselves here and there.
Oh, well, I guess it worked out for everyone then. Are you ready for the next step?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
All right. I'll wait for you to get into position, and then I'll head out. Keep me updated on anything you see, okay?
Will do. I'm in position. I haven't seen anything yet, so I think you're good.
Good. I'm heading out now. I'll radio in once I'm all set.
Okay, be safe.
Good. It looks like everyone has calmed down a bit. Now, where are they at?
Oh, Brandon, over here.
There you guys are. Do you have any idea what John and Brian are doing?
No, not a clue. Brian just decided to take off and John said he'd have his back.
They both seemed like something was bothering them. I know John is still really pissed about what happened to Kyle. They were good friends, and I think they're going to do something stupid.
I know. Kyle was a good guy. I still can't believe what they did to him, and that's probably what's driving John to act out of character right now. What I really want to know is what Brian's planning to do. He kind of left us in the dark with everything.
I'm sure he has a plan in mind, but yeah, I wish you would have filled us in on it.
So he didn't even tell you anything?
No, he just asked us to stay here and watch over Hope and keep everyone safe.
Damn it. With everything going the way it is right now, I don't know what our next move should be. Leave it to Cameron to go running off to collect more people when we have bigger things to worry about. I could really use his advice right now.
Do you know which direction they went off in?
Yeah, when I talked to a couple of the tower guards, they said they were heading in the direction of the Long Bridge. Why?
Well, for starters, they most likely have a plan to cut off the raiders from crossing. That might be what Cameron was planning with the C4.
So that means we don't have to watch that side, at least for the time being. We do know that another half of the raiders are coming from the area out by Dover, right? So why not focus on that area?
She does have a point.
We're already looking into it, and I'm also waiting for Austin to contact us again. If we can get him set up in a good location, he can alert us the moment they show up.
Seems like you do have a handle on it. We just need to play the waiting game again. That seems like your biggest issue now. You can't handle the unease of waiting.
I just feel like there's more I could be doing. I hate the fact that John and Brian didn't think I would understand what they needed to do. Or even think I wouldn't let them do it.
I don't think that's the case, though. I know John trusts you with his life. And they probably just wanted to get a jump on things while you took care of everything here.
As for Brian, I know he doesn't seem like he's really into all this stuff, but he does care about everyone here. Out of all the time I've spent with him, he has smiled more watching the people here and the way they interact with each other. I think it gives him some peace of mind. The only time I've ever seen him smile like that is when he's with her.
How's she doing with all this?
She's doing just fine. She's sleeping right now, so try and keep it down just a little bit.
I can't believe she's sleeping through all this noise.
Well, to be fair, things did get out of hand a little while ago, but John fixed the issue and got everyone to settle down.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he was able to keep everyone calm. Have you guys seen Katie at all?
Yeah, she's running around making sure everyone is as comfortable as they can be. Why? You looking to do a little flirting with her?
No, I don't really have the time for that right now, but we were actually supposed to have dinner tonight. But with everything going on, I don't think we'll get the chance.
That sucks. You finally got the date and now you have to call it off?
I think she'll understand the situation, though, so it's not like it won't happen.
That's what I'm hoping for.
She should still be around. You should go talk to her. We'll be rooting for you.
Are you guys going to be okay?
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Get out of here, lover boy.
Okay. Here, take this. That way we can keep in touch. Let me know if anything happens here and I'll come right over.
All right. Are we sure these lines are secure?
They're only shortwave walkie-talkies and they don't have a huge range. So there's no chance anyone outside the colony could hear it.
Wow, you actually know what you're talking about now.
Oh, shut up. Of course I do. You think John wouldn't drill that information into me? Now get out of here.
All right, all right, all right. I'm going. Stay safe, ladies.
That almost felt like an insult.
Right? The nerve of that boy.
You guys all good? Anything else you need?
No, I think we're all set. Thank you.
If there's anything else I can do, let me know.
Katie, do you have a second?
Hey, Brandon. Yeah, what's up?
Well, we were supposed to have dinner together tonight, but some things came up and I was wondering if we could reschedule.
Seriously? You had to ask? I know what's been going on. Everybody does. I know this isn't easy on you, so of course we can wait. It is kind of cute how you had to ask me, though, so I'm a little more interested now, but you better make sure you're safe out there, okay?
Really? Of course. Nothing's going to stop me from having dinner with you. And thank you for helping make sure everyone's as comfortable as they can be.
Oh, it's no problem. It's the least I can do. I'm not much of a fighter, but I'll do what I can for them.
Well, hopefully this can all be over soon. We've got a lot to do, so I better get going. Please keep doing what you're doing and stay safe. I'll see you soon.
Wait, is it really that bad?
Honestly, there's a lot more to what's happening than I can fully realize, but we'll pull through this, all of us. Together we can do this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Cliff, come in, Cliff. I need an update.
Yeah, boss. We're at the gas station we agreed on. These ants still haven't talked yet, but I'll crack them open.
Boy, I've had just about enough of your games. I told you not to go too far with them. If you continue to do so, I will have no other choice but to make an example of you.
I haven't gone far in the slightest. Just a few bruises and some tiny cuts. If you have a problem with the way I do things, maybe we should hold another election for our leader. I've grown tired of your soft-heartedness, and so has my crew.
Really? You want to blame more of your games, huh? I guess we'll have to deal with your attitude when this is all done. Wait for my signal to move in. We're almost in position.
You know what? I think I'll do this my way from here on out. No more following your plan. I've got one of my own.
You son of a bitch! Don't you dare!
You can go to hell, Harris. All right, boys. It's time to have some fun. Load up our special guests and get ready to move out.
John, am I still clear?
Yeah. No sign of them yet. Are you finished setting up the area?
Yep. All set. Once they're in position, I'll give you the signal.
What if they have our hostages, though?
That's where you come in. Once this all goes down, you need to start picking off the ones closest to them. Hopefully, we can give them a chance to grab weapons and start fighting back.
And what if that doesn't work?
If they can manage to bail over the side, there's a couple of small boats under the bridge they can use to get back over here.
You want them to jump?
Yeah. It's better than burning to death or remaining a captive. Besides, it's not that high of a jump.
It's higher than you think, man. But I guess you do have a point.
Are you ready for this? I'm counting on you, John. Don't let any of them get the drop on us.
Oh, I'm ready. The question is, are you? We've got movement coming our way. It looks like they're finally making their move.
You're certain?
Yeah, it's them, all right.
Okay, let's go radio silent for now. Thanks for the backup, by the way.
It's no problem, but let's make sure we both make it out of this.
Oh, we've got this. We can do this, Brian. We can do this.
Are you here to give me an answer? Where's number two?
In a way, I guess you could say I'm here for that. And Brandon is busy with other matters at the moment. So you got me. My name's Brian.
The name's Cliff. It's quite the look in your eye. Something I can help you with.
You happen to have our scouts? Are they safe?
We've got your little ants. Bring them out, boys! Line them up right here. Any of them make a move, shoot them. There. You see? All safe and cozy.
Good. I'm glad we could be cordial about this. Now, it's time to finish up some other business we have.
What business do we have? Have we met somewhere before?
We haven't exactly met, but I do know who you are, and I've got a debt to pay.
Oh? And what might that be?
Looking around, everyone was in position. I managed to lock eyes with a couple of the scouts who seemed to realize we had something in mind. They gave me subtle acknowledgement, so I guess it's time for the fireworks. I hope you're ready, John.
Oh, nothing big. Just a gesture from me to you.
What are those?
You'll find out soon enough.
What the hell? Everyone open fire! You little fucker! I'm gonna kill you!
Not if I kill you first! Everything is working out exactly how we hoped it would. I never suspected a thing. The scouts managed to get free and started taking out the ones still on our side, while the rest of the raiders burned on the other side of the bridge. John was taking out any of the ones trying to shoot back while behind them, some TZs started to approach, adding to the chaos of everything around us. Now it's time to settle the score with Cliff. Rushing forward, I was able to keep him from pulling his sidearm, knocking it away, and breaking his nose at the same time, only to be met with the right hook to my ribcage. I struggled to keep on him while trying to take breaths, trading blow for blow.
Looks like you're running out of steam.
You can go to hell.
Why don't you just stay down for a while and catch your breath? Fuck you. There's quite the tongue on you. Maybe I should cut it out.
We took hit for hit while I tried to keep the knife from hitting me. But it was too quick. I managed to slice open my forearm, causing me to stumble backwards, falling over a chunk of pavement. Once he saw his chance, he leapt on top of me, trying to stab his knife into my chest. I managed to stop it just in time, but my strength was fading fast, as the knife slowly started to stab into me. The twisted look of enjoyment on his face was something out of a nightmare. His maniacal laughing, echoing in my head, gave me question if this was truly going to happen.
I think it's time I put you down like the bad dog you are.
I'm not gonna let you!
What the hell? You shit!
In the blink of an eye, everything came to a stop as the raider's arm started to gush blood, stopping him from driving his knife any deeper. He stumbled back and dropped his knife. I managed to quickly get to my feet, grabbing his knife and plunging it straight into his leg.
What the hell are you doing? I told you I'd take the shot if things went south.
Thanks for the help. Nice shot, by the way.
Don't let your guard down!
In that moment, I didn't realize where I had knocked over Cliff. He was right next to his gun. When he stood, took aim, and... for a moment, everything went silent. Did I just get shot? There's no pain, no blood. Looking at my own body for the bullet wound, none could be found. Looking back up the cliff, eyes wide in fear and anger, blood pooling down his chest as he fell backwards onto the ground.
Son of a bitch!
Thanks, man. I owe you one.
I told you I had your back. Now finish this up so we can get back home.
Sure thing. Just give me 1 second. Walking over to Cliff, you could tell he had nothing left. His breathing was bated, slowly dying on the cold pavement.
It's strange. I thought I would feel different about this. But I guess it just goes to show you, revenge is never going to fix anything. But this is a start.
Looks like you won. Go ahead and finish it.
That's too good for the likes of you. Besides, you deserve the slow, painful death you're getting.
Ah, man of my own talents. A monster, just like me.
Sometimes it takes a monster to kill another monster. But I'm nothing like you. Oh, look. Seems like you've got some company. Guess you could consider this poetic justice for Kyle. And Hope's parents.
Who?
It's not important. I'll let them clean this up.
Get back here, you fucking coward! Finish what you started! You'll never be able to escape what you are! Get back here! No! No, get off me!
John, it's done. Let's head back and deal with the rest. I'll come pick you up. Make sure those temporary allies don't follow us.
All right. I'll see you soon. Hurry back. The scouts already made it.
Good. They will be a lot of help. I'm glad we were able to save them.
That wasn't all of them, though. We're still missing four others.
They might be with the other half of the group. We'll find out once we talk with the others who made it back. I'm heading to you now.
I'll see you in a bit.
Brandon, some of our scouts are back. They said John and Brian dealt with the group coming across the bridge.
What? How'd they manage to do that?
From what they said, they blew the bridge.
Still no word from those two, though?
No, but the tower guards did say they saw one of our cars heading back this way.
That's most likely them. Let me know the moment they get back.
Will do.
Brandon, do you copy?
Yeah, I'm here, Julie. What's up?
We just got word back from him and Aethor's group.
What did they say?
First off, Cameron is safe and he told them all about our situation. Hem confirmed it all with their leader.
And? Are they willing to help?
They said to hold out as long as possible and they'd come provide us with backup. After that, we can all chat more about what comes next. They do seem like they're willing to work with us, so that's good.
Did you talk with Cameron at all?
Yeah, he was the first one to contact us. He said they're heading back now, but they won't be here for a couple hours.
Hopefully that's enough time.
One last thing.
What is it?
We got a call from the leader of the Raiders. He said he had some important matters to discuss with Cameron. I told him that he was busy elsewhere, then he asked for you by name. He said to tell you that the wolves are at the gate, whatever that means.
You're certain that's what he said?
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's code that our scouts came up with. I'll be right over. Things are about to get even more crazy.
This has been a product of Mudwalker Productions, LLC. Written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian. Joshua Johnson as John. Jennifer Johnson as Journey. Samantha Feltz as Julie. Andrea Carnegie as Sarah. Gabe Hodge as Brandon. Marissa Rains as Katie. Kevin Lancer as Scott. For more information, follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Mudwalker Productions. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, guys. We had a few technical difficulties during this episode, so sorry for the long wait. We are, however, updating a lot of our workstations, so hopefully those kind of hiccups won't happen again. Our new equipment should be here by next Friday, the 10th. I'm really looking forward to busting out some new equipment and hopefully streamlining a lot of the recording process. So I hope you guys stick with us as we're nearing the very end of Season 1. You have 2 more episodes left, and I look forward to bringing an amazing story for you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.